The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to My Two Cents. My name is Marianne Stanley, and I invite you to look at some of today's most pressing issues through an entirely different lens than that used by the corporate-owned media. Our focus will be on old-time journalism. In other words, on getting to the truth by referencing facts and sources. Stay tuned and see if you've had a hunger that nothing else could satisfy. Until now, that is. Today, in fact, I want to discuss with you something that's been on my mind a lot lately, perhaps on yours, which is, where are our major problems like we're having? Where do they come from? Why do we have such serious conflicts and problems erupting in our society at this point in time? I think there are two main areas with a couple of sub-areas. We have to look at the problem that we're having with education and with the media. If you look at it right now, our educational system is in tatters. And if you look at the media, we don't have a media. What this really means right now is that we're under assault by moneyed interests, and we don't have any recourse until our laws are enforced, or, as in the case of the Supreme Court's recent decision of Citizens United, until these decisions are overturned and quit allowing money to pour into elections anonymously to change outcomes that undermine our democracy. Right now we're seeing private interests overtaking public concerns because our politicians are now bought and paid for, and they pay homage to the wealthy companies and the individuals who have put them in office, which is only reasonable, but it's a death knell for our democracy. It really means that we will all have to become our own teachers because we no longer have anyone to teach us what is really going on anymore. That used to be the job of the media. We used to be able to tune into Walter Cronkite or David Brinkley or any reputable news station and actually hear news. Journalists used to be free to find the best and most informative stories of the day, but not anymore. Most of the faces we see, in fact, are not those faces of people with a journalism degree. What we're seeing is marketing, pure and simple. We see faces that are pleasing to the eye, and they're selected because of how they look and their personalities, not because of their knowledge or their abilities. This is one of our major problems, is, again, our focus on the external. We hear stories shaped by the likes of the arch-conservative billionaire oilman and industrialist David and Charles Koch, that's K-O-C-H, and Republican operative Karl Rove, and even Fox News owner Rupert Murdoch, who is under criminal charges in other countries, but whom we seem to not ever hear anything about on our own news stations. These guys have set up shadow organizations, and their names should be a dead giveaway because they always are flag-waving patriotic names like American Crossroads, American Future Fund, Americans for Prosperity. I mean, who can disagree with that? It sounds great. It sounds very American. But they are decidedly non-consumer-friendly organizations. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce used to be a supporter at one time of all businesses, both small and large. But now they only work on behalf of huge corporate interests. They paid $75 million in 2010 alone to focus on getting more deregulation so that their members can continue to plunder what's left of America's already shredded middle class, as you've seen with the number of foreclosures and job losses that have been going on now for a number of years. Millions of Americans, through no fault of their own, are now both jobless and have been pushed out of their own beloved, hard-earned homes. Our schools are another critical point. Teachers are being forced to teach to the test rather than to teach, period. Our children no longer have mental tools then that they need in order to make personal, individual, analytical, informed decisions. Critical thinking is nowhere to be seen these days. We have Pied Pipers basically naming the topics that we'll all talk about and setting the tone of our emotional reactions to each. The first stages, in fact, of a changeover from any democracy to fascism is marked by a, quote, rejection of reason and the glorification of raw emotion with the goal of restoring national pride and ridding the country of the toxic influence of outsiders. I think that's where we are, don't you? I think that's exactly what's happening, is we're seeing a rejection of reason and the glorification of raw emotion, usually hate or fear, intolerance or judgment. We are seeing people basically pouncing on and destroying each other rather than engaging in dialogue and showing any kind of regard for one another. We no longer get news on our news stations or programs. Because if we did, we would be hearing subjects of substance. We would have heard by now what really happened in New Orleans after the hurricane. We don't hear anything about that. We still don't see that anymore. That's a major story. There is still ongoing concerns, and there is ongoing news about New Orleans and what did and didn't happen, what should have happened. We don't see that. We would be hearing what became of the millions and millions of dollars Americans sent to Haiti after the earthquake. Have you guys heard anything about that? I've often wondered, where did it go? Why are people still living in tents there and having cholera epidemics? We would know all about the bloated spending of our government on those things that we as Americans don't even want. Things like our endless wars. And I say war, actually, cynically, sarcastically, because they aren't wars unless it's our army against a standing army and we're under threat. And that is not true. It's really an invasion of another sovereign nation that we are doing over and over again at the expense of hundreds of thousands of innocent people. Most of us as Americans don't even want it, but it's costing us $1 billion every 2 days while American children go hungry and while our homeless population grows, while millions of houses are stolen from responsible homeowners, while jobs are taken away from the people who have been this country's backbone and heart from the very beginning. We should see that our government is allowing profits to trump common decency. So who is determining our national dialogue? It isn't one of us, that's for sure. If it were, we would be hearing about the futility in that nonsense of making us stand sheep-like in line at airports to be scanned, as I'm sure most of you have already seen or experienced. We would hear about our government's refusal to label genetically modified foods, though our very health is at stake in this country. We wouldn't hear the snide word Obamacare ever again, as though it is a word, instead of a slap in the face of a Democrat who is president. We would hear that Social Security is fully funded for at least another 25 years, and that the new health care law actually decreases our deficit. We would hear that in times like these, government spending is critical to rebounding the economy. The government needs to spend, just like in the days of FDR when the CCC, the Civilian Conservation Corps, was formed to give jobs to people struggling to feed their families. Government spending was the key back to being whole again, to the middle class reviving again. So, you know, the fact that they're talking about deficit reduction at a time when we really need to talk about government spending to get our economy back on our feet is just foolish. It's ill-advised, and it's meant to undermine this presidency in an election year so that he cannot again be president at the expense of all of us, not in saying that he needs to be president, but that the truth needed to be told, that we need to spend. We can't give money to the rich and say, oh, it will trickle down, as Reagan said. Never happened, never will. In other words, we would hear the truth from the media and not just more spin from a propaganda machine that feeds our need for infotainment and for drama and for repetition daily with the destructive likes of such people as Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh, who both are multimillionaires banking on our own ignorance so that they can make us think that they're on our side and understand us while they're laughing all the way to the bank. The Tea Party, supposedly a grassroots movement of regular folks, is actually the brainchild and funded by the Koch brothers and other wealthy conservatives. They are just pitting us, the middle class, against each other so that they can smilingly, smirkingly continue destroying society so that they can increase their own wealth. And people need to begin to see through this charade. They need the talk radio and the corporate news programs. That's when I'm saying they, I mean the Tea Party here, the arch-conservatives. They need these news programs, supposed news programs like Fox News, which isn't news, and which has been banned from even having any ability to be heard in Canada, because Canada found that they are definitely not news. They doctor their videos, and they don't tell the truth in the news, supposed news. But these folks need talk radio to get to the uninformed, because then the uninformed will elect the very worst people for this country and for their own interests, which is so strange. But they will get them to elect instead the very best people that will advance the narrow interests of the richest people in this country. Don't you think, really, that it's way past time to wake up and fight back, to educate ourselves, to not buy into the common drill, the common little sound bites we hear over and over again, and to really question everything we hear? Always question it. I think the next time on My Two Cents, we're going to talk about beliefs, the origin of beliefs, and whether or not we should be looking at how we can even change them. So that's it for today's show. Thank you for listening. Your feedback is always welcome. Just email us at shout@theflypod.com. Until next time, this has been My Two Cents with Marianne Stanley.